This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV? Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. All right, join us right now on the Matt Schwartz Hotlines. Guys had 9 1,000-yard seasons. That's pretty good.
It's a lot.
Five-time Pro Bowler. He is third on the all-time list in rushing in the NFL. It is a guy from the U, now with the Buffalo Bills. Frank Gore joins us. What's up, Frank?
How you doing?
Good morning, Frank.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay.
Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Do you think about your years at the U a lot? I got to tell you, my brother went to the University of Miami. He was, you know, older than you, but they won a national championship in 91, I believe, was freshman year. Maybe it was 92. Whenever I went to visit him, I was like, why didn't I go there? It's such a pretty campus. It's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think about your years at the U a lot?
Yeah, I do, because, you know, we had a great thing going. I'm happy. I was blessed to go there. Just being around a bunch of great guys.
By the way,
I think about it a lot.
And you won the national championship in 2001. I'll just mention the guys on offense.
Mm-hmm.
You had Portis there. You had Jeremy Shockey.
You had
Andre Johnson.
Portis.
Brian McKinney.
Yeah.
That is a loaded offense.
Willis McGahee. We had Willis McGahee. We had Najee Davenport. We had Ken Dorsey.
Yeah,
Willis was real loaded. I was the third screen running back at the time. It was a special group in 2001, man. We had on defense Ed Reed, John Vimmer, Big Wolf, Wolford. So much depth at every position, and I think that's why we're the best college team ever.
Man, how far they have fallen, though. What has happened to Miami now? The U is just not the same.
Yeah, it's been tough on us, man. I'm happy that we did hire Ed Reed to be joining us to help out the football program and bring him back. I think that was a real big positive to go towards the football program. I just think, you know, it's different kids now. You know, now a lot of kids look at the wrong thing by, you know, having a great facility, great weight room. And when I went to the U, it wasn't even about, I didn't care about no weight room, how big my weight room was, how big, you know, the locker room was. I just wanted to go play and compete with great guys, you know.
Joined by NFL Pro Bowler Frank Gore. Tell us about what you're doing now with Lowe's. It's your 25th annual kickoff to rebuild.
I joined at Lowe's and rebuilding together. We in Coconut Grove, where I grew up at, we're going to rebuild, help 9 houses today, and also a barbershop where I used to get my hair cut at. And we're going to go out and, you know, help the community to try to get back and do better things in here. And I'm so proud to be joining them.
Are you a handy guy? Can you swing a hammer? Can you build anything? Or are you just going to be like, you're going to be like the job foreman?
I'm swinging the hammer a lot today. You know, like I'm on a football field. Like, I've always been the hammer on a football field. You know, not the nail, always been the hammer. So, yeah, I could swing the hammer pretty good.
It's better to be the hammer than the nail, Jason. You know that.
Yes.
Every single day.
Absolutely.
Joined by Frank Gore, third on the all-time rushing list, of course, with the Buffalo Bills now. But you played a bunch of years with the San Francisco 49ers. Does that mean you pull for them? Do you still associate yourself with the Niners? Are you rooting for them against the Chiefs?
Yeah, I'm going with the Niners on Sunday. I think you know, I think they got a great team, offense and defense. They head coach to call great plays. They get their players in great position to make plays. And I just think that defense is, that defensive line is crazy, and I think they'll win it on Sunday.
You know what? I'd rather have Kyle Shanahan than Jim Harbaugh at head coach. I'm sorry. That's just me.
Right.
If Shanahan was the head coach back in, 2012, I think you guys beat the Ravens.
I thought we had great coaches, man. I thought Harbaugh was a great coach. I think, you know, Harbaugh had a, you know, great coaching style, but just that we just didn't get the job done on the Ravens. You know, they had a great team, and, you know, it's all good, though. I wish we would have got it done, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jason always brings up that last possession when you have first and goal from the 7. How often do you think about that?
It's from the 4.
Yeah. Oh, it was inside the 7.
You heard me? It's from the 4.
All right. What,
he didn't forget.
What were you thinking? What were you thinking during that? You know, those 4 plays, and did you agree with all the play calls?
I thought we was gonna win the game, but you know, it is what it is. Coach Greg Roman, a great play caller, and he felt like, you know, on the plays he called was gonna work, and it didn't. So it just wasn't our day.
Talking to Frank Gore now with the Buffalo Bills. Let's talk a little bit about this Bills team on the rise. Josh Allen, talk about what you see in Josh Allen. This guy who actually, you know, really athletic, big guy, can run the football a little bit beyond throwing.
A very competitive guy, man. I had fun playing with Josh. For me, watching him from his rookie year and into his second year, I thought he took a step in the right direction. Buffalo Bills, and, man, that locker room was real great. I take my hats off to Coach Sean McDermott and also the general manager, Bingy. They're doing a great job over there. I think they got a lot of talent in that locker room that they could make some noise the next couple of years.
Frank, you're going to the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
All right. You're third all-time in rushing. I'm not sure. I don't know if you can catch Walter Payton. Maybe you can, but you're definitely going to the Hall of Fame. Have you thought about that speech at all? Do you even think about that day?
Not yet. You know, I'm still playing. You know, I'm still having fun, and you know, when that day comes, I'll have a good speech. But no, I haven't thought about the speech yet. But I'm happy that, you know, the type of career I had so far. But, I'm still trying to compete with the young guys right now, so I didn't get that far yet.
Do you ever bust balls to, like, Willis McGahee and Clint Portis? They were great NFL players, and you were talking about how they were ahead of you on the depth chart, but they're not number 3 on the all-time rushing list.
Yeah, you know, I've been blessed, man. I've been blessed. You know, like, I really took my craft serious, man. The offseason, I really trained hard. So, you know, I've been playing longer than them, you know. But we all had great careers in the NFL, and they're the reason why I can keep going, just having all the competition we used to have in college. So now in the NFL, like, I don't, you know, see when they draft another guy in my position in the same building as me, it don't bother me because I've been around a bunch of great guys when I was at the University of Miami.
You know, it really is amazing to think about your career. You've been in the league 15 years, and you really haven't missed that much time to injury. You've been remarkably healthy and durable, and running backs, they always get hurt. But for some reason, you have been unbelievably durable over a 15-year career.
I've been blessed. You know, like you say, the game of football is very physical. I done had my ups and downs coming out of college. You know, 2 ACLs, a hip, 2 shoulders. But, man, God just been over me, man. And, you know, just take hard work on the offseason and, you know, just having enjoy and having fun. But one thing I could say, I've been blessed, man.
Do you ever go back, by the way, and look at the draft class? You were in the class of 2005, and just look at all the names that were drafted above you. And I think out of all the names that are there, there might be one guy left playing, and that's Aaron Rodgers with the Packers. Everybody else is out of the league.
Aaron Rodgers.
That's it.
Aaron Rodgers, yep. Aaron Rodgers. And I still know the running backs, the one in front of me, still, you know, in the draft, man. You know, that's just my motivation when I did get picked. I always said, man, my goal would outdo all the running backs who got drafted in front of me. So, like I said, I've been blessed and I'm happy. Still playing, having fun, but today, man, I'm so excited about the opportunity I get to give back to my neighborhood. We're building the Lowe's. We're going to have a good time with 200 other people going to help out to join us. So I can't wait to start swinging my hammer.
Yeah, very cool thing. Rebuilding Together. It's with Lowe's 25th annual kickoff to rebuild. You're doing 9 homes and your barbershop. Very cool.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, thank y'all.
Yep. All right, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
I mean, nice guy. His career is remarkable. If you take a look at the running backs that were picked before him. By the way, he was the first pick in the third round that year.
All right.
Ronnie Brown went number 2. Very good player, but I mean, he didn't do a ton in the league.
No.
I feel like he was good.
A great player coming
with
out of
the
Auburn.
Wildcat. Yeah, during that era. Cedric Benson, RIP. You know, he was okay. He was all right. Cadillac Williams was the 5th pick. 2 Auburn packs.
So 2
backs
Auburn guys
top
going
5.
Top 5, right.
And then, I mean, at 44, the Cardinals took J.J. Arrington. I mean, I think Frank Gore's played about 13 more seasons than J.J. Arrington.
Yeah, I mean, Gore was a 3rd-round pick.
It's pretty amazing.
He was the 65th pick in that draft. But think about this.
And he's still producing.
He's played since his rookie year. I guess he had some injuries. He only started once. But 16, 15, 14... 14, 11, he had injuries in 10, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 14, 16. Unbelievable. A running back at 5'9",
and he's
5'10"?
It's not like those years he was getting 12 or 15 carries. He's probably,
250 carries a year.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting a healthy number of carries every single season.
He was right when he said he's blessed.
Yeah.
Because usually running backs don't last 15 years, and if they carry the ball that many, 3,500 carries.
Right.
And it's probably had one major injury.
And usually at like 30 or 31, those guys smash into a wall and just can't play anymore. They're ineffective.
Yeah.
But somehow he stood the test of time.
See, I got confused, though, when he said he had 2 ACLs, though. Has he had ACL surgeries and they've been replaced and they've done well? Or he's never had an ACL surgery? Because he said, I had 2 ACLs, 2 shoulders.
No, I think he had ACLs in college.
Got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tore an ACL in 2002.
So what, his freshman year? I mean, sophomore year?
Yeah. Not sure where the other one. He had at least one while he was at U.
Yeah, I think he had 2 when he was in college. And then he's been unbelievably healthy for 15 years. I don't know how he did it. But again, those interviews are awkward because they're on satellite and there's the delay.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. It was Barry Sanders 2.0.
Right. It's fine.
Except he didn't have a Frank Gore jersey.
Yeah. How do you not have a Frank Gore jersey?
Just never had one.
Peculiar.
All the jerseys are all guys who played in the 80s and 90s. Yeah.
They had Portis McGahee and Frank Gore in the backfield.
Yes.
And Andre Johnson at wide receiver.
I mean, it's just
Brant McKinney on the offensive line.
Ridiculous.
Jeremy Shockey at tight end.
Yeah.
What an offense. And like you said, they had Ed Reed, Jonathan Vilma, and Vince Wilfork on defense.
Right.
How could they ever lose? Oh, my God. That was a loaded team. Head coach was Cakes?
Hold on.
It was the old guy.
Oh, I know who it is. Valdez would call him Larry Coker.
It was Larry Coker.
Larry Coker.
Very good.
Thank you.
So thanks again to Frank Gore. Coming up at 9:40, we got Nick Costas. So we'll get his take from You Better Your Bet. Get some gambling plays on the Super Bowl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Gambling?
We're the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
Friendly reminder, come out to the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino for the big game this Sunday. JP and I are going to be there from at least 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Get your bets placed before the game. Try the new quick bet kiosks so you can avoid the line and avoid other humans. And then stay and watch with Grant and Danny from 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. It's a big day this Sunday. There's a big game. We're going to see you in wild, wonderful West Virginia, the one and only sportsbook, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
All right, I think I'm going to bring up what we just discussed during the commercial break. Can we do that?
Sure.
We've talked about this on the show before, and
very intriguing.
We've all decided not yet to dip our toes into the cameo pool, right? Mm-hmm. And I almost just want to throw it out there as a poll. So Danny came in here, and he was a very good and convincing pitch man.
Yep.
And
correct.
He was pitching how he believes the Junkies should be on Cameo.
Because Danny's on Cameo. And he just joined like within the past week.
For those that don't know, Cameo is where you
sit in the flu seat.
I don't want to touch anything.
Cameo is where you request personalized messages from actors,
yep.
actresses,
athletes,
comedians,
yep. rock stars, anybody.
Zilchy midday hosts.
Reality TV hosts.
And so he came in here, and I don't need to speak for you. You gave us a pitch.
You actually said,
let me give you a pitch. You said, Jason, you're not going to be interested. Cakes and JP, you might be.
Basically, it's a genius. Whoever came up with this is a genius type person.
Right.
Right? Like the same way that like the Uber guys are geniuses,
right.
and other people who are really smart are geniuses. Mm-hmm. This is really, really impressive to me. So basically what happens is you sign up and the only thing that you're afraid of is that no one will care.
Right.
Or like I'm not afraid of like blue shorts walking around with his cell phone, like taking video or like, you know. I mean, I got made fun of for 20 minutes on Chat Show the other day because I went to the bathroom after my show. You know what I mean? Like, working around here is...
You're not allowed to go to the bathroom?
Right. But I did it in a certain way, so that's not acceptable. Right. I mean, working here is a high school cafeteria in the cattiest, richest neighborhood in the world.
Right.
It's terrible. So I'm 40 years old. I'm a dad. I don't care about being made fun of by, like...
Right. You did a cost-benefit analysis.
Yeah.
Little cost, but greater
benefit. Like Drab's going to have a meeting in his office, and like a couple people are going to make fun of me, and Joan.
I'll be okay.
Yeah, I'll be okay, right? Yeah. So the pitch, and it's so intuitive and so easy. I showed you how the app works, right? So you get a request. It pops in. It's like, hey, man, you got a request. Congratulations on your request. You go to it. There's little notes right there on the screen. You take a video. If you don't like it, you can do it again. And then once you're done, you hit upload, and you put it back in your pocket, and you get money. It's delightful. It's so easy.
It's a pretty good business model.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
And with you guys' audience, with how passionate your fans are, I have seen the lines for the bobbleheads. I have seen the lines.
Yeah,
you know,
but that's a once every 20 years thing.
Sure.
Have you been to our pregame shows? And they're fantastic.
They're excellent pregame shows.
They should be award-winning. There's not a bobblehead line.
Fair enough. But I would say that this kind of ability, it's almost like you can reach out and touch John Paul Flame. You can reach out and touch Johnny Cakes off. You can reach out and give a little pound, my friend Jason Bishop. For a small amount of money, you get a personalized message. For example, I am nobody. No one cares about me. I did one the other day for a one-year anniversary of a guy who didn't make it to the restroom. He used his pants instead.
Right.
I congratulate him on his anniversary.
Right.
That was $15 for me.
Very good. Right in your pocket.
You know what I'm saying? I did one where I did a John Gruden doing a Game of Thrones scene where they anoint Rob King of the North, as I know you're familiar with from the first season.
Very familiar. Rob the King of the South.
But... Well, why should we bow to these guys down in the South when we have our own king right here, the young wolf?
It's not Peter important. North, King of the North.
I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. So, and you did the entire scene or did part of a scene from...
And it was fun for me.
But that took prep.
It took zero prep.
It doesn't really take prep.
He goes right into the character.
How do you remember?
And he wins it.
They give you
the notes. They give you the notes. He showed us.
I showed you the notes.
Oh, they give you the notes.
It'll say this. Jason, wish happy birthday. It's the 50th birthday.
Right. He's a big degenerate gambler, just like you. Say hello to him on his birthday.
Right.
And now for me, I happen to know the Game of Thrones because I'm a lunatic. But, you know, if I couldn't, I don't know how I would do that. One guy wanted me to go kick a field goal because of a bad bit on our show.
Right.
I was like, I'm not going to do that. But anyway, hi.
So, all right. So, and it was $15 every time you do it.
Yeah.
How long are these videos?
The longest I've done is 46 seconds. The shortest I've done is 25. I mean, it's nothing.
He's intrigued.
It's so easy.
Well, the wheels are spinning.
I would just feel embarrassed doing it. And I don't know why. Like, you make a good point. I'm 10 years older than you. Two teenage kids, one in college. I shouldn't care.
Yeah, so the embarrassment is when you get, quote, caught doing it from, like, people around. They, like, look at you like you're a, you know, a zoo animal. Yeah. You get over that very quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me.
Especially when your cap
gets sold. I would do it in my basement. I would never do it here. I would do it in my basement.
No, he means the dogs are walking around at the fan.
I'm on Danny's cameo right now.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So I can't.
So now Valdez has found your cameo.
Yeah, so I found your cameo. It looks pretty reasonable. $15.99 for a personalized message.
Right.
And he responds within 2 hours. So it looks like same day.
It's very prompt and punctual, that Danny hoo-ha.
Now, so I try to, because at home, with kids, it's hard to do. I either have to do it like kind of late at night when they're in bed, or when I'm here, again, like I'll go to a room that doesn't have that much sound and just do it really quickly. It's
trust me, I've got nothing but time.
It's
I've got
so
plenty
easy.
Of time to do it.
Cakes could do easily 10 a day.
Sure.
And you'll have to deal with that, by the way.
I could do 100 a day. if the demand was there.
Now you're getting a little.
No, I'm saying I just said
it might be too much.
100 a day is a little
if
high.
If the demand was there, I don't think it would
you think
be.
10 is a fair number
for you guys per day.
Yeah.
At least at the outset, absolutely. I mean, I am nobody. Nobody.
You're very self-loathing. You are somebody,
but I'm also so correct. Very, I'm nothing. I'm so small. 14 in the first day. I am not popular. You guys are popular.
Do you think the listeners?
I'm Eric Bickle has coughed into this microphone 10,000 times, and you guys get 15 shares. Yeah, do you understand me?
And you're gonna breathe in that cough.
I'm just
right
inhaling
now.
It right now.
Right.
What do you think? Okay, let's open it up. 800-636-1067. It's just a yay or nay from the listeners. Do you think the junkies should dive into Cameo?
Right.
Well, I mean, this is a self-selecting pool. They're all going to say yes.
I don't think so.
I think the majority are going to say yes.
I think it's going to be a close vote. I think many of our listeners are going to say, you're above it. It's embarrassing.
Oh, don't I'm not above it. Making money. Trust me, I'm not above making cash.
They might. And you know what? They'll be able to express that by not booking you on camera.
Right.
They'll be able to express how the disdain they have for it and so how terrible it is.
You said you did 14 the first day.
Uh-huh.
And then, so how many have you done total?
I think it's like 16 or 17. Over, because I've done it now for, this is my third day. I have one to go do here in a minute when I'm done.
So you did 14 the first day, and then you did 2 the second day?
So over the first, 24 hours. So they would come in overnight. I'd do
it's
one in the morning.
Fade,
so.
Yeah,
it's going to fade.
It's going to fade.
The initial bump is not going to be the same.
Yeah.
If I did 14 a day, you know, that would be what I did. But, you know, there's...
It would be embarrassing if we did it 10 times in the first week, and then it was 1, 2, 1.
What's embarrassing about that?
I don't know.
The money? And that's what's hard to deal with, the ease.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know, it's ego.
Maybe he's worried that people would come up to him and go, how's Cameo going?
Right.
I didn't get
you go, fine, I got all this free money.
Right.
I have all this stuff that I
have a side revenue stream.
Yeah, I have all this money that you don't have from this easy service
See,
to perform.
We can't even
that is
get
a good point.
We can't even get people to call in to voice their opinion.
Right, that's free. That's free. That's a free call.
It's intriguing, but what number should we set it at?
So you guys...
You're at $16.
Yeah, like 15 and then they add a little taxation. Yeah. I think you guys should start at 20.
I think that's a good landing spot.
And then you'll be surprised at how much you're getting, and then you go, I'll probably go up. The reason I did this, so I had... I mean, you could have... You sound just like me before I signed up for this thing, right? And again, I'm nobody. Such a small deal. And I'm sitting there going, no, I could never do it. I'd be embarrassed. Like, Blue Shorts will do a video about it, and then I'll have to, like, deal with that. And I'm very, and then, you know, Chad, can you imagine what Chad will say to Mullins about it? Then Mullins will say something, and oh my God. Then we talked about it, and somebody contacted me outside of Cameo. I'm not on it. He goes, hey, I heard you guys talking about that. Would you say happy birthday to my son? I'll give you some money. Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. So that's one person, not even on the app. Yeah. Then our friend Alex Chappell, who we all know very well, who was here, now is a sideline reporter at Masson. She signed up for it, and I sent her messages. I was like, I'm so nervous about this. What? She goes, it's so easy. Here's what FB Santangelo made. I'll write down that number for you during the break in the first month, and you'll go, okay, who's your rep? I'll sign up right now.
Sign me up immediately.
Someone's actually texting in that they did one with FP.
All right, let's go
Christmas.
There's lots of demand for FP.
Let's go to Joe in Centerville. What's up, Joe? You're on with the Junks.
Our one-person poll.
And new Cameo star, Danny Ruya.
I'm sure.
Hey, hey guys.
What's up?
Hey, my wife got me FP's Cameo, sent it, and I had watched. I have a 17-year-old daughter. Uh-huh. She watched every game of the World Series with me. And he was just saying, it's great that you know you have your 17-year-old daughter, da-da-da. And it was really cool, I think.
So should the junkies do it?
For sure. We need money.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's Danny's point.
I mean, exactly.
It's free cash. It's only going to take you 25 seconds each time you make $20.
Kind of intrigued.
I mean, I'm kind of intrigued. Still a little hesitant.
I mean, I know you look. I know you don't know who High Pitch Eric is from the Howard Stern show, but correct. He's on Cameo.
Yeah.
And trust me, Danny likes to say that he's a nobody. He's a zilch. High Pitch Eric is a zilch. Yeah. He's way less than a zilch. And he won't even go on the air and say how much money he's making from Cameo because he's making so much freaking money. And that's something you've never heard of.
He's a novelty. He's not just
you know what?
Random donks.
Everybody,
like us.
Everybody in the Stern universe that listens, they want him to call. They want him to go on Cameo, and he's charging like I think it's like $75 per call.
Yeah, some of the numbers are outrageous.
It's crazy,
yeah. And you guys don't have to do that. You could make it if Jason, if you only want to make it totally worth your while, you could charge a huge number and have like two or three whales book it, and that's that.
That's crazy.
Or you could be accessible to the people.
Right.
Right. Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do.
And you could do as many takes as you want. If you suck in the first one, you just delete and you just redo it.
Yeah. And after a while, you realize, oh, they're the folks that would go to the point of requesting this from you are just so thrilled. They're so happy that Jason Bishop was wishing their buddy congratulations on finishing last in your fantasy league. Congratulations on that terrible bet you made.
But here's what's going to happen. So Case is going to go on Cameo. He's going to do his first
Canary in the Coal Mine
Cameo message. Yes. These guys are going to see it online. They're going to tweet it. They're going to write
but again,
it everywhere.
The horror.
I'm not going to care because I'm going to do, I don't know, 60 of them and have $1,200 in my pocket, and I'm going to point my finger and laugh at those dogs.
Well, the same pitch I made in this room, eventually I'm making that. I think Draby and Valdez have an audience.
They
totally
do.
They 100% have an audience.
Draby, would you think about doing it?
Absolutely.
How come you haven't?
Well,
jumped in.
It would have to be, I think, the three of us together, at least Valdez and I.
All right, we'll
do it right here in the studio during the show while we're not paying attention.
And you guys will chop the pot.
We'll get you guys in the background.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll I think it's brilliant.
We'll throw cakes on it for free.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That muddies the waters for my Cameo if I were on your Cameo.
Hold on, so Grant has not done this yet?
No, he's our show's Jason,
okay,
where he's got the reservations.
Right.
Above the
fray. I wouldn't say he's against it, but he's just sort of like, there's too much potential awkwardness for me. And
too much joning.
Yeah, too much joning. Or he's a little bit worried about it.
Right.
Which is fine. I understand it's not for everybody. That's why initially I didn't even think that you'd start nibbling at this little hook that I baited for these gentlemen right here who love money and ease so much. The fact that you're even intrigued at all is
he loves money more than
I was going to say. Actually.
Right. Believe me. Anytime you say free money, well, it's not really free. You're doing 20 seconds of work.
Yeah.
But
you made money on like signing a show outline once.
That was ridiculous. I couldn't believe that.
Your listeners love you so much.
I made more than $15.
Right, I'm saying your listeners love you so much, rightfully so. You guys are an institution. Take advantage of that in some way. We can't make a dime off podcasts that you guys get 1 billion downloads per month on, right?
You think you say all these nice things. We had one person respond to our poll.
Nobody just had to answer that question. Like most of your listeners are like in their car going, what the hell is a Cameo? Like the people that are on it would want you guys to do it.
The podcasting audience would be huge.
You guys are a bigger deal than your boy right over here. I did 14 in the first day. You will be 10,000 times that.
Are you saying inundated? Possibly?
Inundated.
Should we do a collective Junkies
account
and jack the price way up?
No.
Because then you could jack the price way up.
No, because then we're going to argue about what we're going to say.
It's hard enough to get you guys on your phone. It's Bickle's like
disease
phone.
Yeah, individual branding. Usually we're all about group branding, which I agree with.
Yeah, this is everyone for themselves. Cakes will be so successful with it, he'll go first. You'll realize this is a no-brainer. Then Jason will go. Then Drabby will.
I think Cakes definitely will go first.
Then Drabby will walk in and go, for the first time, he might listen to part of my show and then say, you know what? I should do this too.
I mean,
and then Valdez will do it.
If people are paying $50 for Dan Gable, an Olympic wrestler, I can get $20. I'm sorry. Dan Gable?
I've actually heard of Dan Gable, though. So in the wrestling world.
Yeah, but are you going to pay $50 for
him? I know Stan Gable. That's the only guy I know.
Valdez, are you all in on this?
We're already plotting over here.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, we feel like we can really brand the behind the glass.
And what about AWOT? So it'd be the three of you?
It'd be a team effort.
And what will you set the price at?
We're discussing that, but we feel like $20.
$20?
You get three of us.
So I couldn't hear you. You guys are doing it together?
I would advise you to bump it to 21.
So they're going
to
get like $5
chop
each.
It. Makes it easier.
We're a team back here. That's what people like
I
about
think
us.
Drab should do his own. I think Valdez should do his own. I don't think you need to start chopping pots with people. Like, because then you're like, there's bit control. You're worried, like, having tug of wars about who says what in what order. AWOD's going to need multiple takes. I would just run your own.
But that's part of our charm, is that maybe during the cameo, we're arguing back and forth.
Part of the charm.
Well, what happens when you get one at 6 p.m.? Are you driving to Aldi to go see Drabby to get one down?
No.
You want to be prompt? They'd only be here.
I guess they would just do it in the studio.
We'll do it during the show. Like
authentic. Or, hello, I could edit it together. We could do three individual videos.
There's no editing. It's all right there in the app.
You're not making
hit one button and hit the same button 10 seconds later. Yeah. It's the easiest thing in the world.
We can't send a video?
We can't kick him out of this if he's got gold like that.
Yeah. It's very good. That's true.
Danny, thank you for bringing us show content first and foremost.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Then we will mull whether or not
go
to
ahead.
Do
What's
this.
What's the referral fee that you get?
5% of what you guys get.
Very nice.
That's the hook for me.
That's the reason you pitched
that
it.
That is the hook.
Well, the reason I pitch it, A, is because...
Well, you're spreading the wealth a little bit.
Spreading the wealth. I think it's a no-brainer. I'd like my friends to enjoy the same thing I am. I want less people to make fun of me. That's the other thing. The last thing is, yes, from their end, I get 5% of whoever I refer.
Okay. Whoever.
So it's not quite a pyramid scheme, but it's close.
Right. Multi-level marketing, maybe, but it's okay. We can all work with it.
I think you're a good pitchman.
You are. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Danny.
All right. People are all over the place on the Vibe Machine.
Vibe Machine, there's yays and nays.
Yeah, most people are saying yes, but one guy just said it's hacky and shouldn't do it. I don't know. Cakes, I predict Cakes
I'm
will
kinda
we'll
torn,
dive in.
But I mean, it's basically free money.
I feel like Jason might start.
I would like free money.
You'd have to actually install an app.
That would be difficult.
Part is tough.
Right. Well, Danny will just do it for me.
He could certainly help. I mean, for his 5% kickback, he's definitely going
to
do that.
He makes a good point. Just for me, you know how many degenerate gamblers would probably want me to say something about
their
dumb...
They would love it.
What do you think of my parlay? I mean, I would think that there's definitely an audience for me just regarding gambling, sports gambling.
Oh, you're definitely intrigued.
The hardest part for me to relate to is I would never use it as a consumer, but I do know I have friends who've gotten this for like as a birthday gift. Drab, I believe, got his wife.
Right.
A cameo from somebody.
Right.
So there's definitely a market.
Yeah. There's psychos out there. Want Cakes to say hi to them.
Maybe there are. Who knows? I love these people.
They want Cakes to say happy birthday to their wives.
Right. In like Mike Tyson's voice.
Hi, hope you have a happy birthday.
Right.
Look, there it is.
There, that's $20 for you, right?
Bang, $20. I just made $20.
Bucks right.
Hey, I hope you have a great bat mitzvah. That's another $20.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Happy New
quick,
Year.
I know you have some important words.
Yep.
We're going to hook up the 10th caller now at 800-636-1067 with a 4-pack of tickets to the opener of the DC Defenders. That's coming up Saturday, February 8th. Tickets on sale now. Details at thefandc.com. Just be the 10th caller at 800-636-1067.
All right. What do NBA champ Quinn Cook, Jaren Jackson, former Maryland Terrapin great Melo Trimble all have in common?
Are they all on cameo?
Yes, they are. And they charge more than $20. They all attended Coach Wooten's basketball camp. At Coach Wooten's basketball camp, their goal is for campers to love basketball even more by instilling confidence, which Jordan Spieth does not have, by the way, teaching the game and having fun. They teach all day, every day, 5 skill sessions per day. They work on your basketball IQ. They got competitions, contests, guest speakers, 3 games per day. They're not just sitting around. They're playing basketball. Instruction is the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Register today at CoachWooten.com. Wooten spelled with two O's and two T's. That's CoachWooten.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, happy Friday, everybody. Hope everybody's going to get rich off Cameo.
Hey, I got it real quick before we forget. I got to thank the good people at Groomy Lounge over in Tyson's Corner. Over there yesterday. I got
You went yesterday?
I got a cut. I didn't get the shave.
Yeah, you need the shave.
I just got the cut.
Nah, let the beard grow out a little bit.
And, of course, Drabby, I went to Andy's Pizza and got a slice of pepperoni right afterward. He's not listening to me.
That's your move.
But I went to Andy's and I went to Groomy Lounge, so thank you very much.
But you're good a bit people. Of a donk because you muck it up and we need to promote some other food spot.
Oh, sorry.
So I'll have to save that till after we talk. Till after we talk with Nick.
Yeah, but they don't sell pizza, so it's a little different.
They do not. I know, but it's hard to do it back to back.
All right. Well, you can do it. It's fine. You act like we haven't done that before.
Yes. All right, but Nick Costas is on the line. Nick Costas from You Better Your Bet. Going to give us some winners. Radio.com Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. You can hear Nick on You Better Your Bet every night on the Radio.com app and website. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, guys? Great to talk to you. And, of course, the great people of Washington, D.C. on this glorious Football Friday. Been a great morning for me. I rolled out of bed this morning. I bet on Dominic Thiem in the semifinals of the Australian Open. Turned on the TV. They're in the fourth set tiebreak. He wins literally the match as I turn it on. Yep. That was nice. I'm already 1-0 today. That was pretty
That's
good.
Very
already.
Good. Jason went the other way. Didn't you go with the
Well, Russian? He was getting plus 240 on the other guy.
When I got in this morning, Vera. It was – Yeah. When I got in this morning, it was 4-4 in the second – and I live bet Zverev at plus 245, and it was a big fat loser. Big loser.
Yeah, but you had a good sweat.
Right.
Which is really what it's all about, let's be honest. It's all about the sweat.
Hey, of course.
Nick, be honest, how much total money will you have wagered on the game Sunday, including props and all that stuff?
Oh, probably a pretty nice amount. So I got futures on the Chiefs at 8-1. So as far as the actual game is concerned, like, I'm hedging with the 49ers. I've guaranteed myself a win for Super Bowl Sunday. So as far as the side is concerned, but we're going to have a lot of money spread out on the props. Honestly, like, I feel like I'm probably going to bet a good amount on college basketball on Sunday as well, and also tomorrow, especially on Sunday, because, like, all the bookmakers' attention is obviously all on the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I feel like we may be able to take advantage of this college basketball market on Sunday as well. But, yeah, probably, like, a nice amount of money on the Super Bowl, for sure. Like, pretty good amount of money. I'm excited for it.
Before we get to the Super Bowl, give me three or four college hoops games you're looking at this weekend.
Oh, man, this weekend's really tough to say because I don't even know if these lines are out, especially for Sunday here, but I can give you a couple Ivy League games for tonight if you guys would like.
Give me a Harvard-Penn fatty.
we got Penn here. We got Penn and we got Columbia, and I'm not even going to – I can't name one player on either team. I don't know anything about these teams, but I can tell you that the pro bettors that we had on You Better You Bet last night and my co-host Ken Barkley, Lockie Lockerson, who is much smarter than me, who, like, literally, like, mathematically models all this stuff and, like, is doing very well when he bets college basketball openers this season. Bet the Columbia opener, and he thought the Harvard-Penn line was, like, 2.5 points off in favor of Harvard. So I bet last night the openers for Penn and Columbia. I have not seen what they are, but Harvard was a 1.5-point favorite, and I think they had the number, like, math modelers had this number with Penn as a short favorite. So value on Penn, and then Columbia was a pretty big favorite. I think we bet it at plus 16. So if that number is still around now, I think there's still value on the Friday night slate in college hoops tonight. Again, I can't name one player on either team, but I'm going with people that are smarter than me.
Neither can I. I can only name the coach for Harvard. All right, so Harvard-Penn right now is a pick 'em. Columbia is plus 14.5 against Yale.
Yeah, so the lines have moved in the direction that we bet them in. So we got Columbia at 16. We got Penn as an underdog there. And, yeah, big-time shout-out to Tommy Amaker, of course, with the Harvard Crimson Tide. Looking forward to tonight. Not the Crimson Tide. What are they? Just the Crimson?
Just the Crimson.
All right. So with this game, you said you're going to hedge because you've got the 8-1 futures on the Chiefs. Right now I'm looking at 1.5. Money line is plus 105 with the Niners. 55 is the total on my site. You know, I know it's kind of dipped to 54.5. Maybe it got up to 55.5 some spots. What are you leaning towards in terms of the total?
Well, the total here, the full game total, I think, is probably going to go up a little bit as we come to. There have been big bets have started to come in on the under for the first time, guys. And I think I saw on Twitter this morning there was a $100,000 bet placed on under 54.5 this morning. But I think it's kind of like the weekend Warriors check in. You know, when the public checks in on tomorrow and on Super Bowl Sunday, this number obviously is going to go up a little bit. I think that's where the money's going to go, is on the favorite and the over here. Full game line, I feel like, is very difficult in terms of the total. What I'm looking at here is the first half handicap of this game as far as the total is concerned. So this number is sitting about 27 or 26.5 at most books here. Now, 27 is the number that you want to get here. It's one of the key numbers. Yep. Don't like it nearly as much at 26.5, but I want to go under in the first half here, and I think this game will open up a little more in the second half. You know, we've seen the Chiefs struggle early in games all season, and then, of course, they're capable of putting up the avalanche of points, of course, but we saw that in the divisional round against Houston, Championship Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. Niners are probably going to look out, come to want to run the ball a little bit here. Teams are going to feel themselves out here in the first half, so I'm looking first half under 27, and I could definitely see things opening up in the second half. I think the full game total is tough. If it hits like 55.5 or 56 on Sunday, I think the under may be worth a look, but the first half under 27, if you can get 27, would be where I would look on the total.
I'm teasing the Niners up to 7.5, and I'm going to play under the 61 or 61.5, whatever it is. That's my teaser of the day on Sunday.
Well, I think that's great because, you know, with San Francisco, you're teasing them through the two key numbers of 3 and 7. So I think that's definitely a strong bet. And I like the 49ers in this game, so I lean towards San Francisco in the game. It's a really hard game, it's a tough game to call, you know, and I'm not trying to hedge when I say that. I mean, it really is. It's a one-point spread. It's really tough. I like San Francisco in the game here, and, like, I know people have thrown out the Seahawks-Broncos Super Bowl as a comparison here, defense versus offense, Peyton Manning coming off that record-setting 55-touchdown season. I don't think it's going to be like 43-8 like that Super Bowl was. Like, the Chiefs are not getting held under 10 points here. But I think, you know, everyone's kind of, you know, focused on Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs offense, but the Chiefs, the Niners can do what the Giants did, really, in Super Bowls 42 and 46, and that's get pressure with the front four, with Bosa, Armstead, Solomon Thomas, and D Ford, and then leave seven back in coverage here. I'm not insinuating that they're going to shut down this Chiefs offense. That's not going to happen. But I think this defense for San Francisco is getting overlooked a little bit. I actually feel more confident in the Niners putting up a big number on offense in this game than I do in Kansas City, because I think there's a pretty big disparity between these two defenses. So I do like San Francisco in the game because of what they're able to do with their front four on defense.
All right, Nick, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank
you. Appreciate it, guys. Minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best. Look, and hey, let's go Penn tonight, okay? Who cares about the Super Bowl? Let's go Penn tonight in college hoops.
All right, I'm on it. Penn
and
Columbia.
Nick Costas, Radio.com Sports Betting Insider, brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. You can hear Nick on You Better Your Bet every night on the Radio.com app and website. By the way, need to thank Roy Rogers.
They get a clap.
If you're looking for food for the big game cakes,
everybody is.
Roy Rogers has you covered with the Tailgate MVP package. It includes 16 pieces of bone-in chicken, 8 buttermilk biscuits, and 3 large original sides.
Chicken.
Plus, Roy Rogers is partnered with DoorDash, so you can have your food for the big game delivered
chicken
right to the party. Visit RoyRogersRestaurants.com for more details. Jason Bishop, do you know who's on the hot seat furnished by Marlow Furniture?
This Sunday,
it's Andy Reid on the hot seat.
That's a big hot seat.
Would cement his Hall of Fame coaching status. Lombardi has eluded Reid during his 20 years as a head coach. Marlow Furniture, all the styles you love for less.
I was going to say Braden Holtby.
Not Braden Holtby.
He's not going to be playing on Sunday, probably.
That's true.
I think
maybe
I saw
not
a quote. No,
maybe
I saw not a quote from.
Is Samson going to play on Sunday?
I don't know. Coach.
Well, I know Samson's going to play tonight.
He is.
Coach
yes.
Todd Reirden said they're going to start playing Sam.
Ooh. Jason, that's your
Sammy a little bit more.
That's your bet du jour. Caps on the money line tonight against the Sens. They're going to punish them tonight.
One last item of business. 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. We're going to hook you up with a four-pack of tickets to the opener of the D.C. Defenders coming up Saturday, February 8th. Tickets on sale now. Details at thefandc.com. Did you secure your tickets for the opener, Jace?
Got to do it.
Not yet.
Got to get after it.
I haven't heard yet. I need some VIP treatment.
All right, got to get out of here for Bish Cakes. I'm JP. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Grandanny next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.